This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, Americanskis? Bienvenidos. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jacksonis. Glad you're with me. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. My book is Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism, and you can get it autographed by me at racepimping.com. So what are we going to talk about? We've covered a lot. You can never cover it all when it comes to leftism. You know what? Here's what I think we can predict for the future, say 4 or 5 years from now, and I'll probably still be doing radio then, but here's what you can predict. My job will get a little bit more difficult, and here's why. Leftists will be in check. You will have gotten them in check. You will have gotten them to where they no longer are running around like chickens with their heads cut off, or like I like to call them, sprayed roaches. They will finally be at a point where you can reason with them, because they won't have the idle time to be thinking up nonsense. For example, these kids that at a college, what college was this, where they don't want to have the flag flown or something like that. We'll get into that a little bit later. The American flag. And it's a, get this, the irony is the guy who's doing it is an Israeli who became nationalized like a year ago. If anybody should be ready to fly the flag at any given time in any place, anywhere, it would be a naturalized citizen. Why are you here? Why'd you want to become a citizen? So you could fight against everything we stand for? And let me tell you something else, folks, that's a misnomer on these college campuses, that all these kids are snowflakes and they're stupid and safe spaces and all that. The majority of these kids see the small minority of the guys that want the safe spaces and the trigger words and all that is as much lunatics as we do. We don't give them as much credit. I know I'm guilty of that. You may be as well. So we got to start, in order for us to take over, we've got to showcase the good of what's happening in some of these campuses. Charlie Kirk's team at Turning Point, many others. The other group, that Campus Reform. These are groups that are on campuses all day, every day. And they have to be, because it's crazy in Wackademia. You know what? Let's start there. Did we talk about this? I'm pretty sure we did. These guys that are afraid of Chick-fil-A being on campus, but an Army Ranger who has an organization, obviously, that helps with the military, he responded because he went to Duquesne University, and he responded to them not wanting Chick-fil-A to be on their campus. And here's his clip on Fox News.
What are some college students afraid of? Apparently, they're afraid of chicken sandwiches. Duquesne University has plans to open a Chick-fil-A Express in the fall, but students from the school's Gay Straight Alliance say they fear that this could violate their safe place, and they're upset over the chain's stance on gay marriage. Here with his message to these students in Duquesne is Duquesne graduate and retired U.S. Army Ranger and co-founder of American Warrior Initiative, Sean Parnell. Hey, Sean, great to see you.
Hi, Ainsley. It's great to be here.
So what's the problem? Why don't they want Chick-fil-A to open up on campus?
I don't know. They're a bunch of babies. I mean, college is supposed to prepare you for the real world, not shield you from opposing opinions. And safe spaces do exactly that. You know, who doesn't want, as an undergrad, Chick-fil-A on their campus? I would have killed for a Chick-fil-A on my campus when I was at Duquesne, you know, over 10 years ago. And oh, by the way, Ainsley, nobody is forcing them to eat at Chick-fil-A.
That's a good point.
They could eat at the student union where I ate every day. They have pepperoni rolls there. They're delightful. Just go, you know, lots of options, people.
So what is your message to the students there that are protesting?
Well, my message is toughen up. There are no safe spaces in the real world. If you're going to be successful in this life after you leave college, you've got to learn to embrace adversity and open yourself up to a litany of different opinions. You will never be the CEO of a major company or an entrepreneur or a manager if you are not willing to work with people that are different than you. Period. End of story.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Look. Sean Parnell, Army Ranger, telling kids like it is. I tell my kids, if you're looking for a safe space, man, you know, you shouldn't have been born. I know it wasn't your choice, but there is no safe space. The safest you can get is when you're with your parents who theoretically will fight to the death for you. I know I will for my kids. But now, look, has it gotten to the point where these stories don't even surprise us, right? The good news is when you talk to other kids, and one of my buddies was telling me, he says his son, his name is Jake, and Jake was in college, and he said to his dad, "Dad, the overwhelming college kids don't think like the ones that are being showcased." And it's kind of like the overwhelming number of blacks and the way blacks feel about things are not being seen in the media. It's a small fraction. The problem is that small fraction is vocal and they're violent. In the case of the leftist kids, these kids are idiots. I mean, to the nth degree. So that's the problem. It isn't that we haven't all raised these kids that aren't willing to go the distance. And the reason why I know this is because I'm in the martial arts community, and a lot of parents will say to me, "Kevin, hey, will you work with my kid for, you know, just to get them a few things?" And I'll spend 15 minutes with their kids. These are kids. There's a couple little boys that I work. Their uncle brings them to a karate class where I go and help out from time to time. And I'm telling you, both these little boys are going to be absolute terrors. I'm in a good way. They're respectful. They're good kids. But they are going to be amazing martial artists. So all these kids are not being raised to be pansies. There's no reason for us to panic. But what you don't want is for those kids to become the Hillary Clintons and the Obamas of the world end up running things. You don't want that. If you can avoid that, you're good. Because those are the kids, the ones that get beat up and picked on, they're the ones who end up in power later on in life. It's true. You want to avoid allowing those kids to get power, because if they do, and they abuse it, look at what's going on with these folks. You know, y'all, I don't have to point at too many different things. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Chicago, The effect of you on in terms of boycotts, we'll touch on that just a little bit. And what else? Well, you know what? Let me surprise you. Are you okay with that? Let me just surprise you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
That's right. Donald Trump's already filed for 2020. He did it early on. He did it right after he became president. The official documents came in February of this year. And the left went crazy. I'm talking cray-cray. They were, it's never been done, man. I mean, it was, these guys were whining. If you think they whined when Hillary lost, they were absolutely beside themselves. And what's funny is, go back and do a Google search of Trump declares campaign or whatever, and here's what you kind of come up with. Depends on what your code words or whatever you look for, but here's what came up for me. Poll shows Biden or Sanders could have beaten Trump. Republicans surprised. Poll shows that Biden or Sanders could have beaten Trump. So here's the thing. They had two people that could have beaten Trump. Wow. Why didn't they run one of them instead of Hillary Clinton? Who, by the way, polls show Hillary Clinton will beat the crap out of Donald Trump. If they were to run it again now, he'd crush him. She would fall under the weight of one of Hillary's big buttock buns. That's right. Here was another one. Well, look, I could go on. I don't want to bore you with that. Here's why I want to tell you these guys are mad. They're mad that Donald Trump filed for the presidency in 2020, right after the election. Unprecedented. I said it earlier. Nobody'd ever done it. Barack Obama, Mr. Legal Mind, he didn't do it. So if he didn't do it, how could that white guy president do it? That diabolical fascist? We know what it did. It was such a stroke of genius. How would Barack Obama do it? He's an idiot. What did Trump do? 501c3s are nonprofits, as you guys know. They have to be balanced in their pursuit of, you know, things for politics and all that. You can't be bashing and all this. I don't know all the details of it. I know a 501c4 hides money, but it doesn't let you hides the person who donates the money, but it's not a tax deduction. 501c3 says you're not able to engage in political speech against presidential candidates without running the risk of losing your nonprofit status. Now, the leftists don't care about ours. They just denied us our nonprofit status, and then when we did have it, they just ganged up on us and they audited everybody involved. They pulled the Gestapo tactics. But now there's a shift in power. They don't control that stuff anymore. So their different organizations can come under scrutiny for talking politics. That's right. The move by Donald Trump effectively barred interest groups from creating nonprofits that they could funnel their money into for the purposes of opposing Donald Trump's initiatives. Chaos for guys like George Soros. So how are the 501c3 organizations going to comply with the FEC regulations? Because if they do political speech, they now can legally have their status terminated, which means they now got to pay taxes on all that money. So Donald Trump campaigned on reducing the financial influence of private special interest groups on Washington, and the very first thing he did out of the block accomplished exactly that. That is a stroke of genius, folks. And the left are mad, man. They are upset. And they better be, because it did one other thing. It allowed Trump to start fundraising for his 2020 election. Now what are you going to do? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. He can now start fundraising. Now, who does the left have? They got two good candidates. This literally, I'm not kidding you. When I was doing research, Biden or Sanders could have beaten them. They're both still alive. They're like 130, but they're both still alive. Why don't they go at it? Biden says he regrets not having run. This poll says he would have won. What about Bernie Sanders? He gave it all up to allow womanhood in front of him. What did he get? Well, Bernie got out pretty good. He did all right. He did better than Biden in the scheme of things. But now Donald Trump can fundraise. And you know what's happened? Donald Trump started fundraising, and he raised $13 million, $13.2 million so far in their first declaration, first quarter after. But here's the deal. They say in the next declaration, there will be $40 million. Now, I want you to think about this. We are years away from the election. I love this. I love strategy. Let me correct that. I love a winning strategy. So Donald Trump will have, I don't know, $50 million in his coffers within two quarters. Now, we're not in the heat-up cycle. You guys know this. One other thing Donald Trump did that was completely different than most of the other, campaigns that I've ever been a part of. When they did fundraising, most of these guys do list rentals And so it's generally a 50-50 right off the bat. And then they will say, plus you got to cover the expenses of sending out the list. So the campaigns are lucky, lucky if they get 25% of the funds. Not even, to be honest with you, most of them don't even get that. Because they go to a list rental company who then brokers. So it's already a 50-50. Then the list rental company is 50-50. So it's 25% minus fees. So they may get 12 to 15%. And that's considered a good haul. Talk to Dr. Ben Carson about it. He's still mad at the amount of people fundraising on his behalf that money never got to his campaign. So Donald Trump said, no, we will control this process. And I don't know what it was, but it was heavily over 60%. In other words, it might have been 70% of the fundraising effort that went to the Trump campaign. It was crazy numbers. So not only do the Democrats not even have a candidate, maybe Alec Baldwin or Kanye West is going to run. Who knows? Maybe Kim Kardashian or Katy Perry. But whoever they run is already going to be $50 million behind the eight ball, 3.5 years away. Now, what do you think is going to happen as Donald Trump continues to ramp up his fundraising little by little over the next year? What do you think Donald Trump will end up with by the end of the year fundraising? You want to hazard a guess? What do you think, man? Let me make it easy. Over 100 million, under 100 million by the end of the year. The four terms, four quarters with the FEC. What do you think? Over. I agree. You think it'll be over 250 million? No, me either. But let's say somewhere between 100 and 150 million, I feel comfortable. Donald Trump will have raised year one, not even an election on the block. Year two, same thing. This guy may have $350, $400 million in the bank by the end of two to three years, and then they ramp up. So can you imagine, with Donald Trump, the record that he's amassing, what's going to happen, how much money he'll have in the bank in 4 years?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
See that picture? It's a baby. Cute, isn't it? Well, we blurred the face to protect his identity because we've got bad news. You're looking at a bigot. According to a new pair of scientific papers, your baby is one too. Those studies say all babies are racist, even when they're just 6 months old. For real, it says that. Researchers at the University of Toronto in Canada found that when babies hear happy music played, they stare longer at the pictures of their own race, while sad music makes them linger on the pictures of other races. Dr. Kang Lee of the University of Toronto was the lead researcher for these studies, and he joins us now. Dr. Lee, thanks for coming on. Rather,
thank you for having me.
Thank you. So, pardon my skepticism, kind of hard to believe that babies are bigots. Are you sure?
I'm not saying babies are bigots. I'm just looking at whether or not the babies are already biased to associate certain kind of emotions with own race versus the other race. One of the things we discovered, however, is that 3-month-olds are not. So they don't associate negative emotions with own race or other race individuals. And however, after about 6 months of life, the babies start to show some biases. So when we show them the music that is happy, they tend to look longer at own race individuals over other race individuals.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That's right. You are breeding little racists is what you're doing. Doggone you. You knew it, too, didn't you? You knew it! When you, white woman, married that white man, you guys went out, you had your little white babies. 3 months, they were good to go. But by 6 months, you poisoned them. And then they hated other kids. When they played the music, you know what they did? They looked at the white folks. I'm not trying to get after you. But I'm just saying, they didn't look at the black folks and smile. No, no. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, but Kevin, the same was true of the black children. The black children after 3 months had no bias. The black children after 6 months had the same bias as the white children. Look at you going there with your white privilege. Look at you trying to use logic with me. I'm Kevin Jackson up in here. I'm King Kong. This is my show. Do you know if the black child had both parents? White racist person talking to me on my radio show. Did you know? No, you don't know, do you? I'm just spending a little liberal logic, a little leftist logic in debating this whole theorem. I mean, can you believe this? Look, this is the most ridiculous thing next to letting black kids be late in school because, well, hey, they're black. What are you going to do? They're on CP time, colored people time. You can't make a black man show up on time. Why? What you trying to do, be racist? They're predisposed. Look at your kids. Look at your kids. The kids with privilege. The ones that grew up with both their parents in the suburbs. not getting PTSD, not getting shot at in their neighborhoods, not going to school through metal detectors, actually getting an actual education. Did you notice the use of actual twice? In different ways, but that's my cleverness. Actually. So, don't try to use logic on me. Don't tell me Asian kids did the same thing, Mexican kids, Latinos did the same thing. Hey, speaking of which, I'd like a deeper dive into the Latino population and the Asians. I wonder if little Asian babies were subjected to a whole range of Asian people, would they feel much the same as we do when we encounter Asians?
You know who don't have no beef with anybody is Asian people. I see how y'all be doing. Y'all just laying the cut. All people Asian people beef with is other Asian people. Like if you call a Korean guy Chinese, I've done this, they'll flip out. Hey! Let's make you think I'm Chinese. I am Korean. I look Chinese. Yes, we do look Chinese. That's why I said it. An untrained eye, you all look Chinese to me. It's a mistake. I'm not trying to offend you. Some people say all black people look alike. We don't get bent out of shape. We normally just call those people police. Okay? Just learn to live with it. That's all I can tell you.
These Asians worse than the whites.
You guys are looking at me like, what the hell is he? Don't ask stupid questions. If you want to know what I am, just ask me. I hate it when people ask questions and try and figure out what I am. Hey, dude, do you eat rice? Hey, are you a bad driver? Bet you're good at math. I hate that. I just tell them right off the bat, hey, dude, I'm Asian. I get like the worst compliments. It's like the worst compliment. Hey, I'm Asian. Oh, really? I love orange chicken. What the hell is that? It's not a compliment. That's an insult. Like I'm supposed to go, oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right, everybody. So, yeah, who knew babies could be racist? I knew. Look, let's go further back. Why not? Why don't we know? If we're studying stupid stuff, why don't we study them back into the womb? Why don't we study that? We may find out that there's a DNA, there's a gene. It's part of your DNA that predisposes you to racism. Like, for example, if you are married to Malik al-Shabazz, who's like the former, what do they call it, Black Panthers and all that, you know he's married to a cold-blooded sister, right? Somebody that just want to kill Whitey. I bet they have the racism gene. In as much as the KKK people marrying these, inbred white chicks, I bet you they carry the racism gene. Here's what I think. I think inbred people carry the racism gene. That's just what I'm saying. I don't know. Somebody help me with this. University of Toronto. Babies are racist. No, we are not saying they're biased. We're not saying they're that. No, we're not saying they're racist. What did he say, racist? Dr. Lee says they're biased. Babies are biased. Who knew? Let me tell you. I know with my kids, it was funny. Let me explain something. This is strange. I don't know if this ever happened to you. But like I'd have one of my boys, right? One of my sons. He's two years old. Well beyond, already racist, of course. Formed, beyond the 6 month. And I'd be holding him. And then somebody would see him and they'd smile at him or something. And they'd go, oh, can I hold him? And I'd go, yeah, whatever. So you let him hold him. And then suddenly my son would be like, wanting to come back to me. And I should have known right then and there that little sucker was racist. Okay, so what he did it to his grandma, but he did it to white folks too. Yeah, my kids, you know what? I have a lot of white friends. And I'm thinking out loud. We're working this out together on the show, on the Kevin Jackson Show. Every one of my boys, when their Uncle Kirby would come over, who's a white guy, and he's not really my brother, but he's like a brother to me, so we call him Uncle Kirby. My boys do. But when they were in the racist stage, and maybe they haven't grown out of it. Maybe they just call Uncle Kirby that, but they don't really like him or respect him, even though they act like it. I got to rethink it all. I'm just telling you, because of this study from the University of Toronto. But every time Kirby and Aunt Kelly Uncle Kirby and Aunt Kelly would come over, and they would want to hold the boys. They could hold them for a little while, but then suddenly the kids would be like, ah, 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 and they'd want to come back. And I didn't notice. If I had only noticed then, I could have prevented this whole racism thing with these kids. Who knew? Who knew that a child at 3 months hasn't imprinted enough? He's just worried about survival. He's like, where the breast at? And, you know, and he wants to be changed, wants his diaper changed. But by 6 months, he's beyond just sucking on mama's, you know, breast, getting some breast milk. He's now going, yeah. Okay, here's the new rules. I don't want any white people around me, okay? How about we deal with that? I didn't even know this. It's amazing. It's amazing, folks, what you learn from academia. This is the University of Toronto. If you want to find out about this study, this is at the University of Toronto. Dr. Lee, now no kin to Bruce. Well, I say that. It could be. You know, all them Asians are kin to each other. Anyway, but yeah. If you want to check this study out, you can. But it's funny. They say this is kind of what they're theorizing. They're theorizing that because the baby sees what it sees, you know, like black daddy, brown skinned people, you know, brown skinned man, brown skinned mom. If the baby was like brown skin good, not brown skin bad. So. Not that my baby's Indian. I know I sounded rather Indian. Not Indian dot, but Indian feather. So brown skin good, not brown skin bad. White, pale face, no good, okay? I didn't realize this, but he was imprinting on me. So when he would see these other people, these pale faces, he would start to cry. Okay, understand, he would cry with the brown faces too. But that's, now you're getting, trying to get logical. You're trying to go off on a tangent on me. Don't do it. He didn't like white babies, white people, I mean. That's just it. That's it in a nutshell. And if I appear to be making fun of this study, well, ding, 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 congratulations to you. Because I am. See, this is how leftism works. They want to tell you your kids are predisposed for racism. You have nothing to do. Well, you kind of do because you're their parent and you're there for them to see all the time. Shame on you.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Good morning, class. My name is Dr. Gilbert. You're in American Culture 301. I'm going to take a roll call. If you'd like to be called something different than what's on the roster, you just let me know and I'll make a little note of it, okay? Julie Barkman?
Here.
Robert Ekman?
Oh, I prefer Billy.
Okay, Brielle Dillon?
I go by Bree.
Josh Spiegelman?
Yeah, I go by Ben.
Ben Spiegelman?
I go by Josh.
Stephen Fields?
George.
Rachel Gearson?
Steve.
Alex Jalen?
AJ.
Sean Jang?
SJ.
Harold Lee?
JJJJJ.
Alan Smith?
Oh, he's running late.
Grayson Holmes?
He was turned into a goldfish.
Alice Prolt?
It's actually pronounced Ali.
Ricardo Sand?
Ricardo!
Aquanita Bolardo Sandoval?
It's pronounced...
Fartface McGee.
Here.
Lumpy Butterbutt McNutt.
Here.
Philip Mabutthole.
Yeah, it's just Butthole.
Poopy 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 Poop.
It's John.
The year 2016. Yongping Lu.
You can just call me Mike.
All right. Mike.
BlackSphere.net presents Teachable Moments.
Teachable Moments.
If you'd gone to college, you could have really been something.
I could have calibrated those words differently.
They talk about me like a dog.
It was an odd calibration of words, even for him. But a lot of people in his labor union audience seemed to get what he was saying, and he had a big grin on his face, so we looked it up. Turns out it was a Jimi Hendrix thing, 1969, stone free, you know, free of moral restraint, American tradition, bathing, and there was even a villain on the B-side.
White-collar conservative flashing down the street.
A conservative.
Pointing their plastic finger at me.
If young Barry had a record collection, I'd bet my evil corporate empire this was in.
They talk about me like a dog.
And the interesting thing about the African-American experience in this country is...
Are you experienced?
That we are sort of a mongrel... people.
That's our president. He's half a grieved racial minority and half unwashed leftist radical hippie. He's Jimi Hendrix without the talent.
This ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
For more, log on to theblacksphere.net. Class dismissed.
Oh, no, it ain't. Class is still in session up in here. Kevin Jackson here with you. The great Dave Perkins created that. We went after Barack Obama with a vengeance, man. I mean, we could have gone harder. If I'd had more cash, I'd have more people. By the way, if you want to get in the game, KJRadio.com, contact us, let us know what you think. 844, what number am I giving out? 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255 if you want to contact the show. Seriously, if you want to be a part of what we do, we love it. We need radio support people like the flowers need to rain. And by the way, go to teapartycommunity.com and get signed up over there to join a project. We got a lot of projects we're launching. The new site, I'm looking up to God right now, will be ready this week. We had all kinds of issues with it, including Russian hackers, but we got them. We got you, Vladimir. You can't get to us, baby. So I was talking last segment about the strange stuff that academia studies, where your money goes and you just sit there scratching your head going, are you serious? You're going to charge us? We have to fund this nonsense? Like, are babies racist at the age of 6 months or something like that? Your kid doesn't know anything about race or all these other things. It notices the differences in stuff, like it notices the color of your socks if it isn't colorblind, or the different things have different shapes and sizes and textures and things like that. But other than that, your kid doesn't care. You make kids racist, but we talked about this stupid study. So it got me curious. What are the dumbest academic papers or studies that were written? And I'm just going to give you a few. Some of these don't make any sense at all. I don't even know what the first one is. I'll give you an example. It says, a poetic mycology of the senses. Four poems on mushrooms. John Charles Ryan, a cultural studies professor at the University of Western Australia, is very worried that poems about mushrooms are forgotten eco-poetry, which is even more worse than the eco-poetry people remember. So he wrote about this topic, and it got published. I'm just saying, this is ridiculous stuff. Now, that's just step one. Here's the second one. Taxi cab Publix and the production of Brown Space after 9/11. Now, just on the title alone, if you can figure this one out, I'm gonna fly to where you are and buy you dinner without looking it up. Call me, 844-551-8255. Now, if you want to fly me there and have dinner with me for no reason at all, I'm game. But anyway, here's what it's about. University of North Carolina communications professor Sarah Sharma is very interested in talking at length about brown space, whatever that is. Also, 9/11 is involved somehow. I'm not even going to bother to read the treatment because it's just idiotic. I'm looking at it as I speak going, where do these people come from? What planet are they from? Here's the third one. There's not many of these, don't worry. Picturizing the scattered ontologies of Alzheimer's disease, colon, towards a materialist feminist approach to visual technoscience studies. It had to happen one day, didn't it? Kevin was speechless. You were there when history was made. I don't even know what picturizing the scattered ontologies of Alzheimer's disease. Colon. He didn't write that. There's a colon. Towards a materialist feminist approach to visual technoscience studies. Jennifer Lum of the University of California, Berkeley, along with Cecilia Asberg of Sweden, are convinced we need an intervention of feminist, pardon me, technoscience to properly grasp the way Alzheimer's is portrayed on TV or something. That's what the person who was trying to interpret this wrote. I'm serious. This is stuff where my mind is going. I don't even know where this goes. I know a lot of words. I know a lot of big words. I'm actually pretty smart. And you can look at my grades if you choose to. And I've got degrees in engineering, computer science, and math. That's pretty smart stuff right there. And I don't know what they just said. Here's another one. Autoethnography and cycling. Jonas Larson likes cycling. He really, really, really likes cycling. So he wrote a 12-page study about riding his bike. And it got published. Is it kinesiology? What was it? I don't know. Okay, here's one. I like this. No girls allowed. Television boys clubs as resistance to feminism. And here's the small synopsis of it. To most people, The Shield, that was a show, was a cool show about corrupt anti-hero cops who could at times be remarkably good or astonishingly evil. But to Marquette University professor Pamela Hill Nettleton, the show is really just training you to be a woman-hating homophobe. A woman-hating homophobe. So you were a heterosexual who was scared of homophobes, and you hate women. So you're an average white man, is what they're saying. I worked that one out. Did you see how I did that? You go back, you listen to this on KJRadio.com, and you may figure some of these out for yourself. Okay, here's the next one. Black faces, white spaces. Reimagining the relationship of African Americans to the great outdoors. Now, we covered this subject earlier. That black folks in the outdoors just don't go. At least not outside of the urban jungle. In the regular outdoor, nature, outside of the concrete jungle, black people do not go. We don't have enough role models. The brown bear is not enough to get us out there. Or the black bear. We got both of them. So here's what this one says. Not just a paper, but an entire book by University of Kentucky geographer, Professor Carolyn Finney, arguing that black people don't go outdoors as much because of, quote, the legacy of slavery. That's why I don't go outdoors. You're not about to capture me and put me back on the plantation, sister. Oh, no, sir. No, I will only hang out where there are other black folks so that I don't end up as some sex slave in some hillbilly's basement. No way, no how. All right, here's the next one. Exposing the white avatar, projections, justification, and the ever-evolving American racism. And here's the synopsis. Forget the Klan. A team of three researchers, researchers of critical race theory and critical whiteness studies find that the hegemonic power of whiteness is entrenched by the avatars people use while playing Xbox. Shoot. I better watch what my kids are doing. Here's the next one. Ironic performativity. Amy Schumer's Big White Balls. Dustin Gultz of DePaul University watched Comedy Central's roast of Charlie Sheen and thought that Amy Schumer's part of the roast was funny, so he wrote a 20-page paper about it. Racism is somehow involved. Folks, I didn't even get through all of these. There's only four more, but that's where I got to leave it. Thanks for being a part of what I do each day.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.